Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bedlam, A Baby Blues Collection is a treasury-sized comic strip collection from Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott, drawn from the long-running Baby Blues series. The book presents the everyday chaos of the McPherson family, centered on parents Daryl and Wanda as they navigate the demands of raising their children, Zoe Hammy, and baby Wren. Rather than telling a single continuous story, it uses the comic strip format to capture short, recognizable moments from family life using humor, timing, and expressive artwork to make ordinary parenting struggles feel both specific and universal. Its purpose is not to offer advice in a traditional self-help sense, but to reflect the realities of modern parenthood with wit and empathy. As a result, the collection works both as entertainment and as a form of comic relief for readers who recognize the pressures, interruptions, and small triumphs of family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the McPherson family as a model of everyday parenting strain. The central strength of Bedlam is its focus on the McPherson household as a believable picture of family overload. Daryl and Wanda are not presented as idealized parents. They are portrayed as tired, reactive, and constantly trying to keep up with the demands of three children at different ages and temperaments. That realism matters because the humor depends on recognition, not exaggeration alone. The collection turns routine parenting events into readable comic situations, showing how ordinary tasks can become mentally exhausting when repeated all day. By making the family dynamic the core subject, the book offers a social snapshot of domestic life rather than a plot-driven narrative. This gives the collection a strong identity within the Baby Blues series. It is less about dramatic events than about the cumulative pressure of care, scheduling, discipline, and negotiation that defines family routines. Secondly, humor built from short-form observation rather than a single storyline. As a comic strip collection, Bedlam relies on compact scenes and quick payoff rather than extended plot development. This structure is important because it shapes how the reader experiences the book. Each strip functions as an observation, a punchline, or a miniature family scenario. The humor comes from timing, verbal understatement, and the visual contrast between what the parents expect and what the children actually do. That format makes the book easy to read in small segments, but it also gives it analytical value as a record of repeated domestic patterns. The collection does not need a formal arc to create coherence, because the recurring family situations provide continuity. In this way, the book demonstrates how serialized comic art can build meaning through accumulation. Readers see how the same kinds of frustrations return in new forms, which is part of what makes the strip both funny and familiar. Thirdly, parenting stress softened by warmth, patience, and emotional recognition. Bedlam stands out because its comedy is not cynical. The McPherson parents are often overwhelmed, yet the collection keeps their frustration connected to affection and recognition rather than bitterness. This balance is crucial to the Baby Blues tone. The book acknowledges that parenting can be chaotic while still treating the family as fundamentally caring. Wanda and Daryl's reactions to the children feel human because they are not shown as flawless authorities. They are people trying to preserve order, sanity, and some sense of humor. That emotional restraint gives the collection broader appeal, since readers are not asked to laugh at the family from a distance, but to identify with them. The result is a comic version of empathy, where humor becomes a way to make stress manageable. This makes the book more durable than humor that depends only on sarcasm or ridicule, because its emotional base is recognition and shared experience. Fourthly, comic strip storytelling supported by expressive visual character work. The effectiveness of Bedlam depends not only on dialogue, but also on the visual language of the strip. In Baby Blues, facial expressions, body posture, and small reactions carry much of the humor, and that remains central in this collection. The artwork helps define the characters quickly, which is essential in a short-form format where each scene has limited space. A glance, sigh, or slumped stance can communicate exhaustion or disbelief more efficiently than a longer explanation. This visual economy is one reason the strip has lasted for so long. The drawings reinforce the writing instead of merely illustrating it. For readers, this means the collection rewards attention to the details of panel composition and character reaction. The art does not just decorate the joke, it completes it. That makes Bedlam a useful example of how comic strips can rely on the interaction between image and text to create nuance from everyday situations. Lastly, a collection that preserves the appeal of Baby Blues for longtime and casual readers, Bedlam functions as both a standalone humor book and part of a larger serious tradition. For longtime readers, it extends a familiar set of characters and recurring domestic themes, preserving the continuity that has made Baby Blues durable over time. For new readers, it offers a manageable entry point into the strip, because the format does not require deep knowledge of prior storylines. This dual role is one of the collection's main strengths. It works as a treasury because it gathers material around a stable theme, but it also remains accessible because each strip can be enjoyed independently. That makes the book especially suited to readers who want brief, low-pressure reading with consistent comedic payoff. In the broader category of family comics, Bedlam distinguishes itself by combining everyday realism with a long-established cast and a clear tonal balance between exasperation and affection. In conclusion, Bedlam: A Baby Blues Collection is best suited to readers who enjoy family-centered humor, parenting comedy, and comic strips that find meaning in ordinary domestic moments. Parents will likely recognize the emotional rhythm of the book most directly, but it also works well for anyone interested in observational humor grounded in real family behavior. Its practical value is modest but real. It offers comic relief, helps normalize the frustrations of caregiving, and shows how shared stress can be translated into laughter without losing warmth. Intellectually, the collection is a strong example of how the comic strip form can sustain character-based humor over time through repetition, variation, and visual timing. What sets it apart from many other family humor books is its consistency of tone. It does not rely on loud absurdity or harsh satire. Instead, it builds comedy from recognizable patterns of parenting strain and mutual endurance. That restraint gives the collection a durable appeal and makes it representative of why Baby Blues has remained popular for decades. If you would like to support Rick Kirkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.